这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Let us read it in English. Do not love the world. Verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful men, the lust of his eyes, and the boastings of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks for your grace.
谢谢你让我们能够来到你的殿中敬拜你。
We give thanks that we can come into your house and worship you.
我们知道每一天都是神给我们的恩典。
We know that each day is the grace from you.
在这个悖谬的世界当中，
In this rebellious world,
是你拣选了我们。
You have chosen us.
称我们为你的儿女。
You call us to be your children.
也称我们为你的朋友。
You call us your friend.
求你激励我们。
Please encourage us.
让我们分别为圣。
So that we are set apart and holy.
让我们不与世界为伍。
So that we are no longer friends of the world.
也求你的宝血今天涂抹我们每一个人。
Please send the precious blood to be with each and every one of us.
祝福我们的心灵。
Bless our hearts.
祝福我们以下的时间。
Bless this time.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
This is in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 感谢赞美主啊！我这个刚刚在加州实习了两个月。
Praise the Lord, I was have an intern in California for 2 months.
回来刚刚两周啊，时差也是刚刚倒过来。
It's been just been back for 2 weeks. I just get over the jet lag.
今天我分享这个经文呢，是在过去的两三周当中我一直默想的一段经文。
I have been meditating on this passage for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
在箴言的4:23里有这样一句话。
In Proverbs 4:23, it says like this.
你要保守你心胜过保守一切。
Preserve your heart much more than anything else.
因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
Because the effect of your life comes from your heart.
所以我们的心里所信的就在我们的行为上表达出来。
So whatever we believe in our heart is expressed in our deeds.
我们心里所信的就在我们的口里说出来。
Whatever we believe in our hearts come out from our mouths.
我们心中以为的真理会在我们的行为上表达出来。
What we thought to be truth in our mind will come out as the actions in our life.
所以在今天我们要分享的这段经文的上文当中。
Therefore, in this passage that we're going to share this morning.
在第十三节里边特别的讲到说父老啊，他这些父老呢认识那从起初原有的。
Just like in verse 13 of verse 4, it says, No, I write to your fathers because you have known him who is from the beginning.
老约翰也讲小子们认识父。
And John also said that I write to you young men, know the father.
父老啊，认识起初原有的。
The father knows what is from the beginning.
所以我们看到这个老约翰在一直在强调一个认识父，认识上帝。
The elderly John was saying that know the Father,
认识上帝，认识真理
and know God and know the truth.
因为这个，因为这些人认识上帝
because these people know God.
所以这个老约翰讲到了接下来的这一段经文
and therefore John followed with this following passage.
所以，当我们中国人讲认真的时候
when we Chinese when we are serious,
其实是指认识真理。
When we then in Chinese talk about you know the truth,
我们认为的真理会把这个真理当作真的。
If the serious then you know the truth and the truth is going to be genuine in your life.
不仅把这个真理当作真的，而且我们能够较真。
Not only is the truth genuine in your life, then you can do this.
不仅能够较真，而且能够把真理当成真的来真的。
And then you can actually act out the truth.
所以从认真到当真到较真叫来真的。
So that when you know the truth, then you act on the truth, and the truth becomes something genuine in your life. It is an expression of the genuineness of it.
所以这个真理呢，不仅仅是成为真理。
So the truth is not only the truth.
而且成为支配我们生命中的真理。
And it directs our lives.
这也就是福音本身的内涵。
This is the content of the gospel.
福音不仅仅是听一听。
Gospel is not something that you hear about it.
而且是呢， 能够在我们的生命中效法这个福音，行出这个福音来。
And then in your life you can imitate the truth, and then you can look out, come out in you.
老约翰在写约翰一书的时候
，When John was writing the book of First John,
已经将近九十岁
，He was in his nineties.
一个老者在他快去世之前
，An elderly person before he was to pass away,
给教会的会众写信
，He wrote this letter to the churches.
在这个信的第二章十七节里的时候。
In chapter 2 verse 17,
老约翰特别的讲到说，这个这世界和其他的情欲都要过去。
He said the world and its desires are going to pass away.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
But the man who does the will of God lives forever.
所以老约翰点明了这个世界的本质。
That's why elderly John he pointed out the essence of the world.
而且告诉我们到底什么是不朽。
He told us what is everlasting.
什么是真的
？What is real？
特别是对我们中间的年轻人来讲
，especially to us young people， 什么呢？
因为我们的身体太旺盛
，because we are so strong，
我们很难看到真相。
It's difficult for us to see the truth。
我们认为我们的欲望是真的
，we thought that our desires are genuine。
所以我们尽我们的努力满足我们的欲望。
So we work very hard to fulfill our desires。
所以在中国有句这样的一个一句谚语
，because it's a Chinese idiom。
说这个男人三十岁是为下半生活的。
So the man in his thirties is living for his next half of his life.
就是指这个被情欲捆绑的人。
That's someone who is in the bondage of lust.
那老约翰说，这世界和其他的情欲都要过去。
John said that all the desires of the world is going to pass away.
它有两层含义。
There are two levels of meaning.
就是当一个老人。过完他的一生到终点的时候
，When someone goes through life and almost to the end，
他发现这个世上的人所追求的一切都是没有意义的。
He discovered that it is futile for men to pursue what they had pursued before。
我们中间应该有人给自己的亲人送终过。
Some of us may have attended funerals for our friends and relatives。
当他躺在病床上等待着。或者是天使或者是魔鬼来接他走的时候
of,
那个时候他的生命意义是什么
Some of us may have been with our loved ones at the moment that they pass away and then at that time when they were waiting for either the angels or the demons to take them away then they'll see what the essence of their life
当他回头看的时候
When they look back
他会发现以前所做的很多的事情都是没有意义的
They'll discover that many things that they have done they were futile
第二层意义呢
meaning level number two
就是在这个经文下半接下来要讲的经文
this is the second half of this particular verse
就是敌方敌基督者
you need to guard against the antichrist
这个老约翰特别的讲到末世论的意义
let's talk about the end times
就是这个世界呢有一天要完蛋
that is the world is coming to an end one day
在这个世界结束的时候呢世人一切所行的都要受审判
at the end of the world whatever men have done is going to be judged
在圣经上我们可以看到索多玛和俄摩拉
In Bible we can see what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah
这是一个世界的代表
This is what represents the world
那里的人在吃喝嫁娶
Those people they were living their lives they were eating and getting married
那里的人正在犯罪
They were in the middle of sin
但是瞬间就被毁灭了
But in an instant they were destroyed
当罗德和他的妻子当罗德的妻子用眼睛回头望索罗马罗摩拉的时候
When the wife of Lot turned around and looked at Sodom and Gomorrah
她变成了岩柱
She was turned into a pillar of salt
所以圣经里面特别的讲到说手扶着理想后看的不配进神的国
So that's why Bible says that those who have the hand on the plow and look back they are not worthy for the kingdom of God
罗德的妻子回望了双眼
Lot's wife looked back
是一个爱世界的典型的代表
It's a typical example of someone who loves the world.
圣经里记载罗德渐渐地挪移帐篷到索罗马
Now, The Bible talks about the Lord moved his tent closer to Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为在索罗马很多事情是很方便的
Because in Sodom and Gomorrah many things were very convenient.
相比旷野来说索罗马是大城市
And Sodom was a big city compared to the wilderness.
有购物的场所
Now, they have shopping centers.
有娱乐的场所
and you have entertainment centers
还有这个世界里的风俗和潮流
and then you have the trends of the world and the good things of the
但是它要 pass away
but all this is going to 过去
我们继续来看圣经里边的另外一个例子
we look at another example
在圣经里边同时也讲到一个爱世界的典型就是
And also in the Bible, we talk about another person, Demas. He loves the world.
就是保罗说，提马贪爱世界，所以离开我去了。
Paul said that Demas loved the world and he left me.
所以我们从这个经文里边所讲的这世界和其上的情欲都要过去的时候，我们要想到一个点。
So from this passage, when we talk about that the desire of the world should pass away, we need to think about this point.
我们是把今生当成永生来活呢，还是真的知道我们？今生就是今生，永生就是永生。
Are we living out this life as if this life is going to last forever, or do we know for sure that this life is to this life and that's going to be an rather eternal life?
我们是把这个世界当成真实来看待呢，还是真的把上帝的放在我们里的那个新的国度当成真实的来看待
？Do we consider this world to be the truth or the genuine thing, or do we think that what God is told us is going to be the truth and the genuine thing?
在第十七节里边讲到，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Verse 17 it says that, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
这个唯独遵行神旨意在之前也出现过一次。
And this this term, those who the man who loves the will of God also appeared one time before.
就是耶稣基督说，谁是我的父母，谁是我的兄弟。
Jesus said, who is my brothers, who are my brothers, who is my wife.
就是遵行。遵行神旨意的就是我的父母我的兄弟
Those who does the will of me is my brothers and my mothers
那什么是遵行神旨意的人呢
Who are those people who does the will of God
其实就是行在神的旨意当中的人
Those who walk in the will of God
那谁是行在神的旨意当中的人呢
Who are those who walk in the will of God
所以这里边又显出了第二重的对比
That's the second level of contrast
我们来看在第十六节里边
Let us look at verse 16
说因为凡事这样的事就像肉体的情欲眼目的情欲并今生的骄傲都不是从父来的乃是从世界来的
For everything in this world the cravings of sinful men the lust of the eyes and the boasting of what he has and does comes not from the Father but from the world
我们晓得在创世纪里边第三章第六节特别的讲到我们的始祖犯罪的时候有三重的犯罪
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 we talk about the original sin our forefathers and they sin there were three levels of sin
第一个呢记载说看那棵树上的果子好做食物
They considered the fruit of the tree was something that's good for eating
肉体的情欲
This is the lust of the flesh
第二个讲到说也悦人的眼目
And it's also pleasing to the eye
这个是眼目的情欲
This is the lust of the eyes
然后接下来说且是可喜爱的能使人有智慧
And then this is lovely and this can make us wise give us wisdom
这个就是今生的骄傲
This is the pride of the world of this life
同时在马太福音第四章三节到八节
Matthew chapter 4 verse 3 to 8
在圣经记载耶稣基督受试探的时候受魔鬼撒旦试探的时候
When Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness
第一个试探就是魔鬼撒旦引诱耶稣说吩咐这些石头变成食物
The first temptation was that Satan asked Jesus to turn these stones into bread
就是肉体的情欲
This is the desire of the flesh
然后魔鬼撒旦引诱耶稣站在殿的顶上并且让耶稣跳下去
And then Satan the devil also tempted Jesus by telling him to get on the top of the temple and jump down
这个就是试探神是今生的骄傲
This is to tempt God This is the pride of this life
第四章八节同时又讲到说又带他上了一座最高的山将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看
And also chapter 4 verse 6 it said that Satan brought Jesus to the pinnacle and showed him all the riches and the fame of his old world
这个就是眼目的情欲
This is the desire of the eyes
就是魔鬼撒旦控制我们人类从古至今就是这三招
Satan the devil have been trying to control men with these three things
所以我在想我们现在所处的这个世界和世代
This world and this age
我们的吃穿住用行
Whatever we need in our daily life
都是上帝所祝福的
They were given by God, blessed by God
但是我们知道我们吃现在每个人一般都是吃五两到一斤一般很少有人能吃超过一斤了
But when we eat, we probably eat about, maybe about a pound. Therefore, we can eat more than one pound of food.
我们吃这个玉米棒子面
Well, we eat some very good food, with sticky rice.
和这个鲍鱼鱼翅从本质上来说没有多大区别。
Recently, if you eat sticky rice compared to stuck things, there's not a lot of difference.
我们穿名牌和穿地摊上买的地摊货。
Well, if you buy something just brand name or something that's just from Walmart, not much difference.
沃尔玛是这个地摊货啊，从本质上来讲也是没有多大区别的。
There's not a whole lot of difference.
我们开十一路公交车和坐宝马，从本质上也没有区别。
If you have to walk or if you drive in a Mercedes, not a whole lot of difference.
我这一次去加州的时候
this time I was in California.
我住在一个海景房里边。
I lived in an ocean view.
我开着一个奔驰550的大车。
And I was in Mercedes 550.
我很怜悯我，知道我这个穷传道以后永远开不了这么好的车，住这么好的房。
God bless me that I know that I'm poor. Eventually in the future, I would never drive such an expensive car and such a beautiful home.
让我住两个月，体会体会富人的生活。
So I can enjoy the life of a rich man for 2 months.
但是我觉得开这个车跟我开 Chrysler 没有什么区别。
But not a lot of difference when I drive the Mercedes compared to the Chrysler I've been driving.
住在海景房和我住在 trailer 里也没有多大区别。
Not a lot of difference that I live in this ocean view villa compared to my trailer.
然后我太太过敏的话，在那儿过敏，在这儿也过敏。
And my wife has allergies. She had allergy over there, and she has allergy over here.
然后我睡不着觉，照样睡不着觉。
I couldn't sleep over there. I still have insomnia over here.
所以你看，这个我们这个基本的吃穿住用行的需要啊，并不应该成为我们的最终的追求。
So basically, the needs of our life or the equal vision, they should not be our ultimate concern.
我们知道现在在中国大陆啊，有很多人就是为了一套房子而活。
In many China, many people they live their life just for a flat, just for the house.
所以出嫁闺女的时候要先问有没有房。
So when someone wants to date you, they say, "Do you have real estate?"
没有房是绝对不会嫁给他的。
然后 if you don't have house, we're not going to get married.
所以我这个我岳母啊，把萨琳娜嫁给我是需要很大的信心的。
So Selena's mom allow me to get married to Selena. They take a lot of faith.
就是我自己在国内牧会还有在工作的时候，我真的看到有许许多多的人就是围着最基本的生理需求而活着。
When I was working in China, when I was working there, I saw that a lot of people they work for their basic needs in their life.
非常这个恕我直言呢，特别是在官场队伍里边。
Especially also in the political arena, it's also very, feel not so good.
这个有很多人是以甚至动物的、生物的基本的需求而活着。
Many people they live for the basic needs, just like animals live for the basic physical needs.
所以看着是活着。
It looks like it is alive.
其实是行尸走肉的活着。
In fact, they were like walking corpses.
我们再来看眼目的情欲。
You look at the lust of the eyes.
在十诫的第十诫里边特别的讲到。
Especially in the Ten Commandments.
就是不可贪恋别人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。
And do not covet your neighbor's wife, do not covet your neighbor's goods, especially any things that you cast your eyes on.
如果按照马斯洛的这个基本的需求分析的理论
，If you talk about Maslow's basic needs of the pyramid of needs，
肉体的情欲是基本的需求
，Basic physical needs is the foundation, the basic level。
眼目的情欲是心理的需求
，And then the desire for eyes is emotional needs。
眼目的情欲是在眼里先看看，心里先想想
，And then your desire for eyes is just something you see in the eyes and then you think in your heart。
我前一段时间在写一篇关于九零后的文章。
Some time ago, I was writing an article.
我们中间做了很多的九零后啊。
Where we are, a lot of them are those are in the twentieth generations.
这个
after 90s.
腾讯的不是腾讯，那个安全卫视的360做了一个统计。
And then there was also a survey by a particular.
就说这个九十年代出生的人每天挂在网上玩游戏和看电影。三个小时到五个小时时间。
And then this generation, this people's generation, maybe generation, they spend many hours online or maybe on games.
看一个电影还想看另外一个。
You finish one movie, you start another movie.
在网上搜啊。
And then just then you can socialize online.
在 YouTube 里边找啊。
And then you can search online, you can go into YouTube.
看一个之后不过瘾，还想再看一个。
After one video is not enough, you go to another one.
看一个漏一点的不过瘾，还想看一个更漏的。
You saw something that may be a bit borderline, and you want something that's even more more expressive.
这是一个真实的情况。
This is something that is for real.
我也知道在大陆有一些小女孩子。
In China, there's some young ladies.
去商场里面看那个漂亮的衣服还有漂亮的化妆品。
And they go to the shopping malls and they enjoy the sight of the beautiful clothes and the cosmetics.
没有钱去买怎么办呢？
They could not afford it, so what could they do?
偷。
They steal, they stole.
还有一些人呢去卖肾。
Some people, they also do something different.
就是为了买一个 LV 的包包。
They work so hard just for a brand name item.
弟兄姊妹，这个我不是瞎讲，这都是有证据的。
Yes, this is not. I'm just an empty talk. This is evident.
就是一个人被自己的眼睛奴役和驱使。
Someone who was enslaved by the desires of the eyes.
看见别人的大房子就想，我也想有。
He was so driven that he sees the someone has a big house. I want to keep up with the Joneses.
看见别人考 PhD, 我也想考。
I see other people have the PhD degree. I want to become a PhD also.
看见别人的妻子漂亮，给我吧。
Oh, somebody's wife is so good. I want her too.
看见别人的工资高，说为什么我的这么低
？If somebody has a high salary, why is my salary so low?
看见别人开奔驰，想我什么时候能换上
？If somebody drives a really nice expensive car, when can I do that?
我们得罪了上帝。
We have transgressed against God.
按照第十诫里面讲，这个就是犯了贪恋的罪。
This is, we transgress against the 10th commandment, the commandment against greed.
为什么活得不开心?
Why are we not happy with our lives?
为什么心里老是抱怨比较和争竞?
Why are we always complaining? Why are we always comparing us with ourselves with others?
为什么里边有很多的 bitterness?
Why are we so much kudu?
就是我们不以我们自己所有的为满足。
Because we're not satisfied with what we have.
我们认为上帝不公平。
We thought that God is not fair.
我这么聪明，这么优秀，为什么我比他差
？I'm so good, I'm so smart. Why do I look not as good as this person?
老天太不公平了。
The heavens are, it's not fair.
所以就涉及到今天我们分享的这个第二点中的第三点，就是今生的骄傲。
So that's the third point, the pride of this life.
什么是今生的骄傲呢？我们看英文版。
What is the pride of this life? You can look at the English version.
这个非常清楚说，以我们所有的和我们所行的自夸。
That is, we are proud of what we have and what we are.
就是我们有什么都会成为我们夸口的。
That's whatever we possess is something that we can boast of.
我们可能有名誉、有学位、有好车、好房、有好工作。
We have fame, we have credentials, we have good jobs, we have good houses, good cars.
这些成为我们夸口的资本。
These are some of the capitals on which we boast.
有些人伪装的好一点。
Some people they can hide it a little bit better.
拿这个骄傲真的是太低级了。
Being prideful is not so good.
你要夸口什么呢？要夸口带了多少人信主
？I want to boast on how many people I've led to the Lord.
你要夸口你的孩子上什么大学
？I need to boast about the Ivy League school that my child is going to.
要夸口。你自己比别人多高尚，道德多好。
I need to boast on the how much more moral I am compared with others.
在夸口在教会里自己是长老和执事。
And then in the church, I boast that I'm an elder or deacon in the church.
或者是 senior pastor.
Or maybe senior pastor.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是今生的骄傲。
These are the price of this life.
那不仅是我们所有的，而且我们所行的也会成为我们夸口的资本。
Not just what we possess, also what we have done can be.
我们会跟别人讲，我做了什么，做了什么。
We can tell others, I have done this, I have done that.
去年的 CIU 的 Chapel 邀请我做一个十分钟的短讲。
Last year, CIU Chapel invited me to give a 10-minute talk.
在这个我短讲之前呢，主持人介绍我。
Before the brief talk, I was introduced.
他说这个 Joshua 啊，他。来美国三年，其中两年在做布道，带领了两三百人信主。
He also come to the United States and but 2 years and led 200 people to the Lord.
我当时没有意识到这句话。
I did not realize the meaning of this word.
回到家之后呢，一直觉得心里不平安。
But I came home and I was not peaceful about this.
我就跪在神的面前祷告。
I knelt down before God and prayed.
就是圣灵一下子提醒我。
The Holy Spirit reminded me.
说你要当时就站起来说，不是你带的信主。
At that time, you should have stood up and said that you did not let those people, you don't lead those people to the Lord.
你只是一个收生婆而已。
You're just an instrument of God.
因为大家知道布道会主要的工作是本地教会做的。
Because in an evangelistic meeting, most of the work has been done by the local church.
很多的同工一起摆上为那些慕道友祷告，一起来邀请他们，请他们吃饭。经过很长的时间，只是在布道会的时候举一下手而已。
Many people work very hard. They lay the ground, they do the foundations, they pray for those people, and then during the evangelistic meeting, those people just raise their hands.
你有什么资格偷窃神的荣耀，说是你带这些人信主的呢？
How can you steal the glory of God and say that you led those people to the Lord?
所以在基督教界经常会有这样的浮夸之风，说某某我带一两百万人信主，说的是谁你们都知道啊。
So in the Christendom, there always there was some boasting that so and so had led millions to the Lord.
这个就是偷窃神的荣耀。
This is you stealing the glory of God.
是今生的骄傲。
This is the pride of this life.
以人的荣耀代替神的荣耀。
You replace God, the glory of God with the glory of man.
就是把人放在上帝的位置上。
That is, you put man into the position of God.
就是把他放在地狱的火当中烤。
Then you go into the fire of hell.
我们都知道，在圣经里边讲到大卫数典军兵。
The Bible talks about David.
大卫数典军兵为什么呢
？Why did David do that?
因为他打败了亚兰。
Because he prevailed against Aaron.
周围的列国都被他打败了。
And all the nations around him, they were conquered.
他突然间觉得自己蛮厉害的。
He felt that he was so good.
所以数点军兵。
So he was his counted his army.
大卫不仅数点军兵，后来和八十八行营，为什么呢
？And then later on, he also did something else.
也是在巨大的军事胜利之后，然后一时放松。
He was relaxed after a mighty military victory, and then he ended up transgressing against God.
在但以理书呢，也记载了这样一个故事。
In the book of Daniel, also have this story.
但以理书四章二十九章三十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 29 to 32.
尼布甲尼撒王说过这样一句话。
Then King Nebuchadnezzar, he said this.
这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力降为首都，要为我尊扬的荣耀吗？
Isn't this rich city of Babylon is for my kingdom, for my glory, is the work of my hand?
所以你看到这种狂妄。
You can see this crazy pride.
这个就是想成为上帝。
This is someone who wants to be God himself.
不仅在圣经上，在人类历史上也是如此。
Not just in the Bible, it's also in human history.
这个人类历史呢，就是除了信徒的历史。
In human history, other than the history of the church,
这个世界爱世界的人们组成的那个黑暗世界的历史。
The people of the world, those who love the world, and they form the dark history of the world.
就是以假神代替真神，求自己荣耀的世界。
These are the people who want to seek their own glory, and they replace the genuine God, the true God, with the false gods.
如果大陆来的会知道，在过去几年当中，中国非常牛、非常火的一个人，两个人，一个是周永康，一个是薄熙来。
You know that 周永康、薄熙来 those people, if you're from mainland China, you know that they are people, the people of reputation.
我当时出国之前呢、啊，我们单位组织唱红歌，那火得很呐、啊。
At that time, I was singing praises to them before I came to the stage.
我当时晚上祷告的时候，我就知道，我说这个小子不会太长。
And then when I was praying, I thought he won't last.
因为那个唱红歌是一种敬拜行动。
Because if you sing praises to this guy for this good song, then it is kind of like worshiping this person.
把假神当成真神的结果就是
the result of replacing the true God with the false God is
灭亡
is destruction.
就是。我们看到这个世界上用荣誉、用荣耀驱动人往前走。
We said that the world tries to motivate people with glory and honor.
如果在我们在这里有一些做单位领导的人，就知道给自己的单位的同给自己的单位的员工发这个荣誉证书。
So some of those who work in the units, like in the leadership position, they know that if you issue some certificate of honor or recognition,
然后得到荣誉证书的人会觉得好有脸。好有面子。
And those people who got the certificate of honor, they will feel very, very good.
但是对于那个发荣誉证书的人来说
，But to the person who issued those certificates,
他说这他心里知道没有什么意思。
And they know in their heart that's not very meaningful.
就是人就是在这个虚假的荣耀当中，就如同说打个不恰当的例子，就好像在驴脖子里挂一个饼，让它往前奔跑一样。
Then the people who like this honor, they kind of find like a donkey going past because there was a carrot in front of him. He's just going after the carrot.
一个军人到最后以自己的荣誉勋章作为自己的生命价值的判断的标准。
Someone who was in the military and they consider the medals that they have the value of his life.
一个知识分子以最后以自己发了多少 paper 作为自己的价值判断自己的标准。
An intellectual would also value his worth in terms of the papers that he has published.
一个官员以自己的级别来判断自己在这个世上的价值。
And then an officer of a position would also use it to consider the worth of him in the world.
一个偶像，一个明星，以自己有多少粉丝作为自己判断自己价值的标准。
A star or a celebrity would also consider how many fans he has to count his worth.
但是这些都是虚谎的。
But all these are futile.
凡是把这些东西当成神的人。
Those who use these things to take the place of God,
他们的生命脆弱的就如同这些东西一样。
Their lives will be very fragile, just like these things.
把可朽坏的当成朽坏的来崇拜。
If you replace the incorruptible with the corruptible,
既是与上帝为敌。
Then you are at enmity with God.
所以我们来到上帝的面前。
When we come before God,
作为一个上帝国里边的新造的人
to be a new creature in the kingdom of God
我们来看这个第一点
we look at point number one
在第一点里边老约翰讲不要爱世界和世界上的事人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里边了
he says do not love the world because if you love the world the love of the father is not in him
就是在老约翰的眼里边
that is in the sight of the elderly John
这个世界背后的掌权者是撒旦。
The one who actually rules the world is Satan.
上帝是万王之王万主之主。
God, Heavenly Father, is Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
但是现在我们居住的这个世界不是天国。
But the world that we live in is not a heavenly kingdom.
也就是世界是不认识神的。
The world does not know God.
约翰福音，老约翰在约翰福音里面讲到一章十节他在世界就是耶稣在世界世界也是借着他造的世界却不认识他
In the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 10 he says the world was made of him but that the world does not know him even though he made the world
在约翰福音15章19节里边
John 15:9
耶稣基督讲你们若属世界世界必爱属世界的只因你们不属世界乃是我从世界拣选了你们所以世界就恨你们
Jesus said that if you love the world will love you but you do not belong to the world because you do not belong to the world the world hates you
所以这里面非常清楚地告诉我们信徒我们不属于这个世界
So we are told very clearly as believers as Christians we do not belong to the world
所以世界是什么呢
What is the world
世界就是由世界上的不信神的人组成的一个败坏的势力和群体。
The world is something that is organized by those who are not believers, they form a corruptible system.
以及这个看不见的潮流。
And then this trend that is not visible.
我们这个我们教会里有一些人是在国内的教会里有一些人是做时装设计的。
And some of them you do fashion design in China.
他们讲说这个我们穿的很多的西装那个很多的时装新款的时装都是基本上被同性恋群体控制的设计出来的。
They say that a lot of them for the trendy fashions they were actually designed by people who are their homosexual groups.
然后而且这个在电影界许许多多的影片背后的掌管背后出主意的最后做事情的都有可能是与上帝为敌的人比如新纪元运动这些人他们设计出来的
And then in the entertainment world in Hollywood in the movie realm then many people who are actually controlling those things behind these things they were not Christians they were at enmity with God
所以求神赐给我们一颗警醒的心呢
May God give us a heart that we are alert
上帝没有要求我们离开这个世界
God has not called us out of this world
而是上帝让我们住在这个世界中彰显他的荣光
But God wants us to stay in the world but to make known his glory
那怎么彰显他的荣光呢
How do we make known the glory of God
就是上帝希望我们能够过一个遵行他旨意的生活
God wants us to live a life that we are in accordance with his will
信他的话并且听从他的话去做
Believe in his word and do his word
若是我们失败了
If we fail
在我们中间有一个中保就是基督
That's the mediator That's Jesus the Christ
罪和失败并不能胜过我们
Sin and failure cannot overcome us
魔鬼撒旦的控告也不能胜过我们
And the accusations of Satan the devil cannot prevail over us
在约翰福音16章第33节里边讲到主已经胜了世界
John 16:33 says that God has overcome the world
第11节讲到是因世界的王受了审判。
Verse 11 says the king of Israel has been judged.
这世界的王其实是魔鬼。
The king of the world is Satan.
受了审判的意思是already but not yet.
曾经是但还没有完成。
就是已经被审判了，已经失败了，但是上帝的最终的那个国度还没有临到。
What means that it's already but not yet, just already been judged, but that the kingdom of God has not actually become an entire reality yet.
所以我们还会活在张力当中。
That's why we live in the tension.
我们每天都要选择跟随上帝。
Each and every day we have to choose to follow God.
我们每天都要选择爱上帝。
We have to choose to love God.
所以当我们看到这个经文的时候，我们看到老约翰跟我们说不要爱世界和世界上的事。
When we see this passage, when John tells us, do not love the world and do not love the things of this world.
这个爱字呢是很有意思的，在这里。
This term love is an interesting term.
这个爱字呢在这里是用的 agapao.
It is a term agapao.
它是指一个舍己的爱。
It's a sacrificial love.
它是就刚才我讲的是理性的认知、情感的专注和意志的投入。
It is talking about that you recognize it with your mind, you recognize it with your heart, and you accept it with your heart.
它不是用的非拉铁非拉铁非那个爱。
It's not the philebo, that term of love.
这个爱呢是跟耶稣基督最后复活的时候给彼得说的，彼得你爱我比这些更深吗？那个爱是一个字。
This is the same love that Jesus asked Peter after he was resurrected. Peter, do you love this more than, do you love me more than this?
就是爱我比这爱这些更深吗？这些其实它指的就是世界。
Do you love me more than this? That this refers to the world.
我们在研经的时候会看到这些，它关联到的不仅是彼得的网、彼得的船、彼得的枝叶，更重要的是说你在这个世界上的一种生活方式。
And when we talk about Bible study on the term, it refers not only to Peter's net, his boat, but also about what he does in the world.
所以你若爱我，你就喂养我的小羊。
If you love me, you feed my lambs.
你若爱我，你就牧养我的羊。
If you feed me, you feed my sheep.
那在这里边说不要爱世界，就是说不要用你的理性投入到得到这个世界的某个东西上来。
He says, "Do not love the world, that is, do not invest or throw your intellect into what is prevalent in the world."
不要把你的智慧用在怎么胜过别人，怎么在这个世界上这个秩序世界的秩序当中得荣耀上来。
And don't invest your wisdom and your intellectual capabilities into how you can overcome others and become better in the world.
不要把你的情感和美好的青春年华的精力用在与这个世界行淫上。
Don't invest your emotions and your youth in what is going to be passed away in the world.
不要把我们的意志、我们的行动、我们的决心用在为了得到这个世界虚浮的荣耀上。
Don't invest our will, our resolute, and our mind into something that is in the world to be trying to be successful in the world.
所以老约翰讲，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里边了。
So that's why John said that if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
我们的心没有那么大，位置。
Our heart is not so big.
我们的心甚至不能容下两种东西。
Our heart cannot accommodate two opposite things.
一个宝座上只能坐一个人。
Only one person, only one entity can be on the throne at one time.
我们心灵的宝座上不是坐着上帝，就是坐着魔鬼撒旦。
On the throne of our life is either God or Satan, who is going to be on the throne.
看起来是我们自己以为自己厉害。
It seems that maybe we are in control. That's what.
看起来我们自己是上帝。
Apparently we seem to be God.
其实当我们不信上帝的时候，那个坐在宝座上的不是我们自己。
But in reality, if we do not believe in God, then the one who is on the throne of our life is not ourselves.
而是背后的那个黑暗势力的掌权者魔鬼撒旦。
But the ruler of kingdom of this kingdom of this darkness it is Satan, the devil.
所以老约翰讲这个经文让我们干什么呢？
So that is why what John trying to say in this passage.
就是遵行神的旨意。
That is to do the will of God.
在基督里边成长。
Grow in Christ.
过一个与这福音相称的生活。
To live a life that is worthy of the gospel.
在这个世上，虽然有张力，虽然有挣扎，虽然有罪的引诱。
You may have struggles, you may have tensions, you may have the temptations of sin in the world.
但是我们不怕。
but do not be afraid.
因为基督已经胜过了这个世界。
Because Christ has overcome the world.
我们不是像亚干一样贪恋耶利哥城的漂亮的衣服。
We are not like Achan who loves the beautiful clothes in Jericho.
我们不是像迪马一样贪爱这个世界。
We are not like Demas who loves the world.
而是把我们的爱转向我们的上帝。
But our love should be towards God.
所以整本圣经，如果我们最简单的总结的话，整本圣经其实就是四个字。
So if we summarize the entire Bible, it's only four words.
就是爱上帝和爱人，爱神爱人。
Love God, love man.
所以我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
So let us come before God and pray.
愿神破碎我们心里的偶像。
May God remove the idols in our hearts.
让我们做一个单纯相信神的人。
So that we only believe in God.
让我们做一个上帝爱上帝的人。
So that we become someone who loves only God.
以正确的行动回应上帝爱的人。
And we have proper and correct actions to love God.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we praise your name.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你把你的独生子耶稣，把他的命赐给我们。
You gave us your only son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
是为了要救我们的命。
Because you gave up his life to save our life.
赐给我们新的生命。
Give us new life.
你来不是要定我们的罪。
You came not to pass judgment on us.
乃是要拯救我们。
But to save us.
让我们能活与这福音相称的生活。
So that we can live a life that is worthy of your gospel.
你在我们里边做重新的创造的工作。
You do an work of a new creation, regeneration in our lives.
创造一个新的人。
You have a new creation in us.
一个有价值的人。
Someone who is of value.
价值在基督里的。
The value was based on that of Christ.
一个有尊严的人。
Someone who has honor.
这个尊严也是在基督里。
The honor is also in Christ.
创造一个不朽的人。
Someone who is incorruptible.
这个不朽也是在基督的国度里。
This incorruption is also based on the kingdom of Christ.
让我们爱上帝。
Help us so that we can love God.
也让我们彼此相爱。
And also help us so that we can love one another.
因为这世界和其上的情欲。
Because the lust of the world.
都要过去。
Are going to pass away.
唯独遵行神旨意的。
But only those who love or those who obey the will of God.
乃是永远长存。
Then they last forever.
祝福我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Bless each one of us brothers and sisters.
祝福我们的灵魂和身体。
Bless our soul and our body.
这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
This is in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.